Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in Parak Yud Aleph of Maseches Ketubos, and today we are learning Mishnayos, He, and Vav. So sometimes the Beis Din itself is going to sell the husband's property on behalf of the Almana. Now, we spoke about when an Almana gets a different price than the property is actually worth. Now we're going to talk about what happens if Beis Din makes such a mistake. Shum HaDayanim, if the Beis Din appraises the value of a property, Shepichsu Shus O Hosifu Shus, but they messed up. It's a sixth less or a sixth more than it's actually worth, and they sold it for that wrong price, michron batel, then the sale is void, because if they sell it for too little, then the yarshim are losing out. If they sell it for too much, then the buyer is losing out. However, Shimon Gamliel omer michron kayam. The Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says the sale is going to be binding, imkein makoach beis din yafe, because that's the whole purpose of going to a beis din, that we have to honor whatever a beis din does. We hope they do the best job possible. Sometimes they'll make mistakes. They're human beings as well. Avalim asu igeres bikores, but if instead of setting the price on their own, the Beis Din made an igeres bikores, meaning they released a document that announced that the property is going to be inspected by the public, anyone come in, and it's just going to be sold to the highest bidder, then afilu machru shav mana masayim, shav masayim mana, then even if it's way off in valuation, not by a sixth or a little more than that, but it's by 100% it's off, michron kayim, then the sale is still going to be binding, because they let everyone come and inspect the property and they sold it to the highest bidder. So the market has spoken. Mishnah Vav, the Hamima'enes, if a girl refuses, meaning a girl who was married off as a child by her mother or her brother because her father was dead, so her whole marriage was Midrabanan, and she refuses to stay married when she becomes a Gedola, which is totally in her right, Hashnia, or a Shniela Arayos, which is a kind of relative that's Mutu Midaraisa, but Asur Midrabanan to marry, Vaha'elenes, a girl who never physically matures, and her husband found that out only after they were married, ain lehem ksuba. So she's none of these women are entitled to a ksuba, velo peros, nor are they entitled to the nichse melug peros that her husband consumed during the course of their marriage, velo mazonos, nor are they entitled to support, velo blaos, nor for any of the loss of her own worn out nichse melug clothing. So the Mishnah tells us, if a man marries a woman knowing that she's an islandess, then yesh l'ksuba, then she is entitled to a ksuba, because he was not misled in any way. Almana the Kohen Gadol, if an almana marries a Kohen Gadol, which is a violation of a lo sase min haTorah, grusha v'chalutza l'Kohen Hedyot, or a divorced woman, or a chalutza marries a Kohen Hedyot, which is also a lo sase min haTorah, mamzeres u'nesina l'Yisrael, a mamzeres or a nesina marries a regular Jew, which is also an Isser in the Torah. So Bas Yisrael, Nasan L'Mamzer, or vice versa, a Jewish girl to Nasan or Mamzer, Yeshan Ksuba, they're entitled to Ksuba, even though it's an Usser marriage, because it's unlike the Shnei Sarayos, where we make a penalty, you make a knas that she loses to Ksuba. Over here she does not, because since a woman wouldn't want herself or her children to end up being pasul l'kohuna, and that's exactly what's happening to her, we assume that she's not the one that convinced the husband to marry her. He's the one that convinced her to marry him, because she's going to be the one that loses out as a result of having this relationship. And therefore, we're not going to make a knas on her to lose her ksuba. If anything, we'll make him pay the ksuba. So let's review what we learned today. In Mishnah Hay, we had said that if Beis Din messes up in assessing the value of the field when they sell it by more than a sixth, the sale is invalid. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, no, the sale is valid. That's why you go to a Beis Din, because we give them full powers. But if Beis and made an igeres bikores, where everyone gets to come and check the value of the field, then they could be way off in the pricing, and the mecher is still going to be kayim. We're still going to say it's a valid sale. In Mishnah Vav, we said that if a girl is mima'enes on the marriage, or a woman is a girl is a shniela arayos, or she's an islandess, she's not entitled to ksuba, nor to peros, nor to mizonos, nor to the blaos, the worn out clothing. But if a husband married a wife knowing that she's an islandess, then she absolutely is entitled to ksuba. Not only that, if it's a losa semina Torah, like an almana to a kohen gadol, grusha v'chalitza l'kohen hadyot, mamzer, she's still entitled to a ksuba. And the logic is, we assume that she's the one, she's not the one, rather, who encouraged this marriage. It's probably he's the one that encouraged the marriage, and therefore she doesn't lose out on the ksuba. Okay, but from tomorrow, we'll pick up with Parak Yud Beis, Mishnah Aleph.